I'm fairly certain that most Generation Xers remember at least one incident when their parents forced them to sit at the dinner table to eat their vegetables. It was a universal experience because our dads came from the silent generation or the traditionalists. They believe you just do what your parents tell you to do because I said so. I recently thought about how my dad made me remain at the dinner table until I ate my cooked beets. While I can't talk to my father now because he died at the age of 62 of cancer, I can make sense of it on my own. At the time, my dad said he wanted me to eat the cooked beets because they were nutritious, and it was simply about having respect and obeying your elders. Good luck with that one. I do what I want. The thing is, I had to grow up to understand that what my dad was really angry about was the fact that I rejected something he did to contribute to the family. He spent hours and hours toiling in his organic garden. He entered his prized vegetables in the county fair. My dad grew up in the city, raised by his mother and his grandmother after his dad had passed away. And I remember stories he told about his very strict grandmother, Nana, and how they had to eat hominy, this coarsely ground corn, almost every day to save money. My father felt as though he was providing this like dream life for his family by living on an acre in paradise in Maryland. So no more hominy. He grew vegetables, every vegetable under the sun, as well as blackberries, blueberries, apples, cherries, apricots. Maryland had an ideal climate for his grapevines and all kinds of horticultural projects. And on top of all that, my dad had a very stressful day job. I still don't like cooked beets, but if I had understood where my dad was coming from, maybe I could have said to my dad, "Hey Dad, I appreciate how you grow things in your garden, and I love the peas and the corn and the fruit. And if you could give me a pass on 1 out of 10 things, I'd appreciate it because I have a weak stomach." And I could have told him I'd appreciate something prepared a different way if that had been true. I mean, who would have thought I'd grow up to like those beet chips that they sell that taste like potato chips? So if I'd approached it that way, I think my dad would have understood. Instead, he sent me to my room for an hour, which, you know, for me as an INFJ was nice. In the end, my dad didn't have to go through all this trouble for his family like he did, but he was very much a family man. And I think people are complicated and they don't always know why they feel the way they do. Relationships in general work better when you show gratitude and appreciation for the efforts of somebody else, even if some things are a hit and some things are a miss.